40 greetings to our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of The Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, I know you like to say styles make fights, and this one on Saturday night looks like a great one in terms of styles. Sacchio the Scorpion Bica, known as one of the biggest brawlers in professional boxing, takes on Anthony Durrell of the United States. It's a WBC super middleweight title rematch. When these two fought last December, it ended in a draw. It's going to be in your backyard pretty much, Nnamdi, south of L.A. Talk about the fight.
Sonny, count on me to be ringside for this brawl, because 9 months ago, this guy went into a brutal fight. Durrell had Bica down in the fifth round, and Bica was almost out. But he came back strong in the sixth round, and even that sixth round went down as one of the rounds of the year, you know. So the first one was a brutal fight, and it took this guy 9 months just to cool off, Sonny.
So you're expecting another action-packed fight, Nnamdi?
I will expect Durrell to box Sacchio Bica, not to go toe-to-toe, because if he decides to go toe-to-toe, then he may get dropped, because Sacchio Bica is a big banger, and if you get into his corner, he can drop you. But the Sacchio himself, you know, he can be dropped too, so it's a 50-50 blowout.
Nnamdi, talk a little bit about the Scorpion Bica. He's from Cameroon, and yet he's now based in Australia.
Yeah, he's based in Australia, but the media in Australia don't really give him no juice at all. They don't really write about him. They ignore him. They concentrate on the other Australian fighters. He's not a draw in Australia. He comes out to the U.S. to fight. But he's lucky he has a good manager in Al Haymon. So he gets to fight on Showtime. He gets to make good money. But in Australia, nobody knows him. Even in Africa, we rarely hear about Sacchio the Scorpion Bica.
Nnamdi, if Bica can prevail in this rematch, what's down the road for him?
Well, he's talking about moving up into the light heavyweight division, because it looks like that's where the money is right now, with the execution and the damage in all these young cats. You know, you're sure to make some really good figure money in the fight game. But, you know, in the game, we consider Sacchio Bica to be a dirty fighter, you know, which means during the fight, he can drop you with a low blow. And he's a big puncher, so not everybody really wants to go in and tangle with him, you know. Fighter can do any deadly thing in the fight, so you don't really fight him unless you really want to take away his belt, or unless you he's a mandatory fight for you. So he's a dangerous puncher.
Nnamdi, you talk about how Bica has been known to throw low blows. Does he like to make it ugly? I mean, does he have a better chance of winning if it turns into a brawl?
It reminds me of those fights I used to watch at the motor park in Lagos, Nigeria, where there's no style to it. It's like, hit me, I hit you, you know. No defense, you know. The lucky guy connects, and when the lucky guy connects, the fight is almost over, because the other guy has no defense, you know. So it's anybody's fight. He's a dangerous puncher, but he's also a one-dimensional fighter. You know, if he can box him, box him, box him, he'll be trying to knock you out with that one big punch all night. In the meantime, you can run away with the decision.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
Floyd Money Mayweather, Nnamdi, the biggest name in boxing, back in the ring next month. for a rematch against Argentina's Marcos Maidana. Mayweather Maidana 2, Namdi. How's that one shaping up?
Well, Sonny, it's at the Grand Casino in the MGM in Las Vegas, September 13th. Well, the pay-per-view numbers for the first one did not come out.
Why is that, Namdi?
Well, if the pay-per-view numbers don't come out a week after the fight, that means he didn't hit it, you know. I mean, there are talks about not even making a million, not even making 700,000 buys. You know, the fans are tired, really. You're telling us to drop $70 just to see a fight, and you look around, the guy we want to see you fight, Manny Pacquiao, is fighting a nobody. And, you know, the fight fans are tired. So they're not drawing out there to put $70 or pay $100 at closed circuit, run to the casino. But they still will draw, but don't expect it to make a million or 2 million buy. But it's going to be a good fight. The first fight, a lot of people felt that Marcos Maidana won. A lot of people felt that Mayweather did enough to retain his title. But don't expect him, Sonny, to go toe-to-toe this time around. You know, no, he's not that stupid and dumb. He will go there and box and steal the decision and run away.
So you see the fight being in the center of the ring rather against the ropes?
No, he can do no rope-a-dope. Rope-a-dope, Maidana has the capability to break his ribs, man. So you rope-a-dope the second time, you may end up with broken rib or broken jaw, you know. So for a pretty boy, he wants to look pretty after the fight, you know. So you better don't do no rope-a-dope in the second fight because this cat can break his jaw, you know. So you better just make it easy. Box, hold, run. The fans will like it. The fans will boo at the end of it, but he will walk home with another 30, 40 million bucks in the bank.
Floyd Mayweather stopped right here in Washington, Namdi, to promote this rematch. What's your sense there in Los Angeles? Is there much interest in the rematch?
Not really, because Maidana is from Argentina. Maidana is not from Mexico. If he's from Mexico, you know, yes, the Mexican fans will go crazy. And moreover, you know, the Mexicans don't like Argentinians. So the buzz is really not there. And unless some crazy stuff can happen between now and September 13 at the press conference, somebody will pull a bottle or throw water on the other person, then the media will go crazy. But right now, it's really no hype on this fight. And the promoters are not the same promoters. And, you know, there's no juice at all.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man. Earlier, Namdi, you said he's lined up a nobody for his next opponent. Give us some details about this nobody.
Yeah, but seriously, a nobody, Sonny. You're fighting a guy with 8 knockouts in 20 fights. But don't let us disrespect Chris Algieri, because Chris Algieri beat up Ruslan Probonik from Russia. Probonik is a great fighter. Don't take away that win by Chris Algieri. But look, man, Sonny, this fight is happening in Macau, China, the morning. The last fight, Manny Pacquiao against Rios, Brandon Rios, was less than 500,000 buys, Sonny. Again, back to what we said earlier, the fight fans are not stupid, you know. We can't be taken for a ride. Don't expect us to pay $70-$80 for a fight that we believe just fighting a nobody as a tune-up. It's an easy win for Manny Pacquiao. How close are we to the big money fight with Mayweather? We don't know. So these fights, Mayweather against Maidana, Manny Pacquiao against Chris Algieri, these are meaningless fights. These fights don't deserve to be on pay-per-view. In the 80s, this fight will be on NBC or ABC on a Saturday afternoon. We just feel them being ripped off, Sonny.
Namdi, after this rematch with Maidana, I think Mayweather will have 2 fights left on his contract with Showtime, the big cable television network in the United States. What's the likelihood of Pac-Man being one of those final 2 fights?
It will not happen. The reason why it will not happen, because Mayweather makes all the money right now. If these 2 warriors need to break bread, it has to be 50-50 split. And I don't see Mayweather going in for a 50-50 split with Manny Pacquiao. mind you, Bob Arum, Manny Pacquiao's trainer, is right there. So if you're going to break off 50-50 split on the table, you still have to break off the promoter on the side. So, and Mayweather is not that, he's a very slick businessman, just like a Don King. So he will not just put all this money on the table, say, you, Manny Pacquiao, take 50%. The promoter I hate, you take 10%. Then what's left for Mayweather? Not that much. So he can start picking all these easy fights and fulfill his contract with Showtime and still be able to be banking.
Nandi, one of the stranger stories in pro boxing recently, making headlines in the UK as well as here in the USA, Frank Maloney, longtime manager in pro boxing, most notably for Lennox Lewis, undergoes a sex change operation. Your reaction, Nandi?
Sonny, this is a shocker for the boxing world. Nobody saw this coming at all. This is the man that guided Lennox Lewis to become Britain's first undisputed heavyweight champion. I also had a chance to work with him when I took young Dick Tiger to London to fight for a fight, you know. For me, living in Hollywood, well, let's go back to Oscar De La Hoya and Fishnet, Sonny. We did not see that coming, too, you know, those pictures with Oscar De La Hoya and high heels and all that stuff. But for me, because I live in Hollywood, I've seen a lot of this. What I really worry about is effect on his children and his wife. As long as he's happy and he looks as happy as where he is right now. This is a man that almost had a heart attack at ringside when his fighter lost the fight, David Price. So he's been going through a lot, trying to commit suicide. And you know. But the interesting thing is he said he wants to come back in boxing as a promoter. Well, come on, the five guys, they won't take that.
No, I don't see that happening, Nandi.
No, the boys will close the door, Sonny. they will let him in our house. Let her in, really, seriously. I mean, come on, we were dealing with you as Frank Maloney. Then you want to come in as a Kelly Maloney and tell us what to do? Come on, man. Not with the guys with their cigar in their mouth. They'll just tell her, just get away, bro.
So it's now Kelly Maloney, huh?
No, you know, I don't see Don King sitting on the table with the Kelly Maloney. I'm not telling Kelly Maloney to go off. You know, how can you make a deal with a Don King or a Bob Arum as Kelly Maloney? I mean, yeah, as a Frank Maloney, it's tough enough for you. As a Kelly Maloney, they won't take you serious. I wouldn't even see any boxer that would want to allow Kelly Maloney to represent him. So he can forget, or she can forget about trying to come back in the game. The game is tough. There's not be no respect. They won't even sit down with you. No way. I mean, so as long as she's happy as a Kelly Maloney, my heart goes out to him. But the effect on the family, the wife, the kids going to school and all that, I mean, it's painful. It's really painful. So, but kudos to Kelly Maloney. I hope he stays away from the fight game.
Finally, Nandi, after Mayweather-Maidana 2 in September, will there be any other fights to look forward to in 2014?
Not really. I mean, it's been the fights we've seen have been okay. I mean, this guy is just hand-picking, cherry-picking opponents, and the fight fans have finally decided to speak with their purse. You know, we're not going to give you no $70, and at the end of it, you go to the bank with $40, $50 million. Those days are gone, you know. So you have to fight Manny Pacquiao for us to come out and pay $150 at the door or pay $5,000 at ringside. You know, the fight fans are smart right now. So nothing really big. The heavyweights are not really doing it, and the only one doing it is the executioner, Bernard Hopkins. Outside that, the game is just slow-mo.
Well, Nandi, enjoy the Bika Durrell rematch on Saturday night.
I look forward to the big one, Sonny. The scorpion from Africa better sting. All right, Sonny.
Thanks, Nandi.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
They told him, don't you ever come around him.
Turning to African athletics, South Africa topped the medals table at the 19th African Championships, which ended Thursday in Marrakesh, Morocco. On the final day of action, an athlete from Botswana showed once again why he's Africa's best in the high jump. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, reports.
Botswana's Kabelo Hosimang cleared the bar at 2.28 meters to win the men's high jump for an unprecedented fourth consecutive outing. Eunice Sum, Janeth Jepkosgei, and Agatha Jeruto secured a 1-2-3 Kenyan sweep in women's 800 meters. South African Wenda Nell won women's 400-meter hurdles. Djibouti's Ayanla Suleiman triumphed in 1,500 meters, and Kenyan Caleb Ndiku carried the day in men's 5,000 meters. Ivory Coast's Muriel Lahore and Wilfred Kofi bagged gold medals in women's and men's 200 meters as Ethiopian Hiwota Eleo won women's 3,000 meter steeplechase. Cameroon's Joelle Mbumi and Sally Ndongmo triumphed in women's triple jump and shot put respectively. Kenyan Julius Yego retained the men's javelin crown. South African Lebohang Shange and Kenyan Grace Wanjiru won the men's and women's 20 kilometer race walking respectively. Botswana and Nigeria clinched the gold medal in men's and women's 4x400 meter relay respectively. Staying in Marrakesh, South Africa amassed 10 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze medals to top the medal table at the championship. Nigeria are second, Kenya is third, followed by Ivory Coast, Botswana, Cameroon, Burkina Faso, Ethiopia, Morocco, Egypt, Tunisia, Algeria, Eritrea, Djibouti, Ghana and Mauritius, while Senegal and Zambia tie in 17th spot as Republic of Congo and Namibia share the 19th spot. Mark Omer wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Because this is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Nichabulile.
Hola. Because this is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Mark Ouma reported how South Africa, Nigeria, and Kenya finished 1-2-3 on the medals table at the African Championships in Athletics in Marrakesh, Morocco. Well, those same three African countries, South Africa, Nigeria, and Kenya, finished 1-2-3 also at the recent Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. Now let's go to Barcelona, Spain, where Luis Suarez trained with his Barcelona teammates on Friday after the Court of Arbitration for Sport lifted a ban on the Uruguayan star from any football-related activity. Our VOA football fans will remember the 27-year-old Suarez received a 4-month ban from FIFA for biting Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini during a World Cup match June 24th. Uruguay's Football Association intervened on Suarez's behalf, asking the court that he be allowed to train during the 4-month period of his ban. Now, Suarez remains ineligible to play in official Barca matches, and his 9-game international ban also remains in effect during the 4-month period. However, Luis Suarez could possibly play in a local Barca tournament on Monday before his official presentation on Tuesday. Luis Suarez led the English Premier League in scoring last season when he played for Liverpool. Suarez had 31 goals for Liverpool. Barcelona acquired him last month in a deal reportedly worth $75 million, making Suarez one of the most expensive footballers in the world. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout out for my Voice of America engineer this evening, Audrius Regis. Kick it, Audrius.
Kick it.
Go, 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 go
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
It's time now on the Voice of America for David Legg's latest African football quiz question. We have a September 1st deadline to get your entries in, and the first five people to send correct answers to David will be the winners. Once again, September 1st deadline. And now David will give us his latest African football quiz question.
Thanks, honey. My question is, which coach has won the most CAF club titles, and how many titles has he won? Just a reminder, there are five competitions involved in this. There's the CAF Champions League, and of course, in its previous life, it was known as the CAF Champions Cup. So we're going right back to 1964 with that one. And then you have the CAF Confederation Cup, which started in 2004. And you've got the CAF Super Cup, which started in 1993. And then we're also going to take into account the two competitions that preceded the CAF Confederation Cup. They were the CAF Cup, which stopped in 2003, and also the African Cup Winners' Cup. So altogether, you've got five competitions to consider in coming to your answer. Just quickly repeat them: CAF Champions League, CAF Confederation Cup, CAF Super Cup. They're the three competitions that are present-day running competitions within Africa. And then two competitions that are now defunct: the CAF Cup and the African Cup Winners' Cup. So once again, the question, which coach has won the most CAF club titles, and this is important, how many titles has he won? How many titles between those five competitions did the top coach win? Best of luck to all our listeners.
Once again, we do have a September 1st deadline, and the first five people to send correct answers to David will be our winners for this latest African football quiz question. At stake, some of those delightful Voice of America goodies. And now David and I will give our addresses out where you can send your entries.
VOA!
It's David.Legg, and Legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France Presse, .com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's David.Legg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
Voice of America!
You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
This is the Voice of America, Washington. D.C.
The Voice of America.
VOA.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the Voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people, and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady Voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. And thanks also, President Obama, for hosting the recent African Leaders Summit here in Washington. The Desert Foxes of Algeria are Africa's highest-ranked team in monthly rankings released Thursday by FIFA, World Football's governing body. The Algerians, who reached the World Cup's round of 16 for the first time ever in Brazil, are at number 24 overall. The Elephants of Ivory Coast are one place back at number 25 overall, followed by the Super Eagles of Nigeria at number 33, the Black Stars of Ghana at 36, and the Pharaohs of Egypt at 38. And let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to Lesotho. Lesotho was the biggest African mover in the August FIFA rankings, rising 26 places from July to number 105 overall. Taking a look at the very top of the FIFA rankings, we have Germany at number one, Argentina at number two, and the Netherlands at number three. And yes, Germany, Argentina, and the Netherlands finished one, two, and three at the recent World Cup in Brazil. Quick shout out for the United States. We are the Voice of America. The Americans are at number 18 in the FIFA rankings. And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Audrius Regis for his technical support of the program. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.